Temperatures are on the rise. That means one thing, training camp is on the horizon. Greg Brannon along with Mike Kraft. We continue to set the roster for training camp. We're on the offensive side of the ball. One group to finish up there at wide receiver. Of course, that conversation starts with number 89, a guy certainly for the Panthers, no one has done it better at the wide receiver position. You could argue over his career, you know, again, a decade plus, nobody's done it better than Steve Smith.
Well, Steve, during his career, has consistently been one of the best receivers in the NFL, and there is no reason to talk about any drop-off or anything, because when you look at him, when he is out here on the field, he is working just as hard, GB, as when we saw him come in here many, many years ago.
Well, and even during OTAs and minicamp, you know, you stand on the sideline, especially on the defensive sideline, and of course there's no contact, and so the receivers, really, it's not fair.
Right.
And you hear the defensive guys kind of grumbling, going, oh yeah, just throw the ball up and let Steve Smith go get it. We can't touch him. But he's got one speed. Even when it's OTAs, mini camps, and you see him jumping and diving and going after the balls. But, Mike, the biggest question, it comes up every year, and it has now for the past 6-7 years, who's the guy to compliment Steve Smith? I think Brandon LaFell has worked very hard, played very well last year. He has that feel a little bit of a Mohsin Muhammad, a little bit more physical wide receiver. Can Brandon continue to elevate his game?
Oh, he definitely can, because he has put in the same type of work, and he's learning from a great guy. I mean, anytime he's in that meeting room with Steve Smith, you know for a fact that trickles down, that intensity trickles down, and that these guys pay attention to details and really come out here and work harder and harder each year.
Let's talk about some of the new additions. Every year the roster changes. Going into training camp, as you look at that wide receiver group, maybe a couple of guys that were brought on as free agents might challenge LaFell for that number two. If not, certainly could provide a number three option. Let me start with, of course, my Buckeye, Ted Ginn, who his notoriety here in the NFL is as a terrific kick returner, punt returner. I think he'll play a role here, but does Ted Ginn have the possibility maybe crack that wide receiver rotation?
Well, he's an interesting subject when you look at him. Went back and looked at film from him with the 49ers, and he put in some very good work, GB, as receiver. Now, you go all the way back to his college days, and when he came out of Ohio State, there was no more talented receiver. Went down to Miami. The jury's still out on how things went there. But the thing was, when he went to Miami, he was looked upon as a number one receiver. Mm-hmm. And my contention is he comes in as a guy who will benefit from being opposite guys like Brandon LaFell and Steve Smith, and he may flourish in this offense. One other guy that was brought in, Dominic Hixon, he was up there in that very large group of receivers with the New York Giants, and he put in some great work last year. And the thing about it, when you watch him on film, bigger receiver, very fluid in space, and has very good hands, this is another guy who will contribute out here for the Panthers.
And outside of the fans paying attention to who is going to be that number two, number three wide receiver, there's another guy who's watching that closely too, and that's number one.
Exactly.
Because think about Cam Newton. He knows he's got the running backs behind him. As he looks at that wide receiving core, I would think as a quarterback, I got Steve Smith, I got Brandon LaFell, now maybe I got these other two guys. He's got to feel pretty good about that as well.
Pretty good. And when you take into account, we talked about tight ends, and we talked about Greg Olsen. There's another guy who provides a good complement for Steve Smith. So overall, there is no fear. There are plenty of weapons to go around, and I think Cam Newton with a buoyed running game will be able to exploit that, and these receivers will flourish as well.
Well, that is what the offensive roster looks like going into training camp. Mike, last year the offense started a little slow. It took almost a month and a half really to get rolling. With Mike Shula as the offensive coordinator, and we'll kind of wrap our discussion up here, how important will it be for Shula's offense to have a lot of success in camp, have a good preseason, and then start the regular season really at full throttle?
Well, when we say a lot of success, do we want them to necessarily light up the scoreboard? What the Panthers need to do is control football games. And I say if you're able to run early and often with success, then at the end of the game, it's going to be much easier, and you're in control, and you have to spend less time putting the ball in risk.
Spoken like a true offensive lineman. All right, we're going to flip to the other side of the line of scrimmage, go defense. So, Mike, when we come back, we'll do the same thing we've done with the offense. We'll go group by group as you get ready for training camp down in Spartanburg. Now, we're going to be looking for you down there, so go ahead and mark it on your calendar, training camp, Wofford College with the Carolina Panthers.